This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio show where you can talk about anything you would like to. We are rolling into our third and final hour of this evening's edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down, regardless of what you believe about it. It has changed our lives. But what has not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. You can email the sales manager at matthew@freetalklive.com. That's matthew@freetalklive.com. We have been talking about, wow, all sorts of things, but we were talking about the CHAZ, that's the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in a six-block area in Seattle, Washington. And they were discussing infrastructure problems that they may encounter. Mm-hmm. And we were talking just in the last segment about them potentially collecting rainwater. During the break, I did look it up online. Rainwater collection appears to be illegal. A water permit is not required for rooftop harvesting systems, which implies that a water permit is required for anything except that. So I wasn't able to find out any other information.
Or at least it's required for something.
For something, right. So I will say this about Seattle, Washington. It is true that it rains a lot. It doesn't rain like it does in other parts of the country. Like here in New Hampshire, for example, when I moved here, I experienced a thunderstorm for the first time in 20 years.
Now, even those are rare here. They don't happen that often.
But I forgot what that was like.
Because you don't get them at all?
No, in Seattle, it just sort of drizzles. It doesn't really ever pour.
Oh, it pours here a lot.
It pours here. When it rains, it'll pour here for like 20 minutes and then be gone.
Yeah.
Only a little squall that comes by, a couple thunder boomers and a flash of lightning, and a half hour later, it's sunny again. You know. So
sometimes it'll rain all day or for a couple
sometimes
days
it will.
Here. I mean, it's not dry in New Hampshire by no means.
Absolutely. But it would be, I think, remarkably easy to set up a rainwater collection system
in Seattle,
particularly in the CHAZ, you know, anywhere in the Northwest from, you know, oh, I don't know, BC all the way down to Portland, you know, anywhere in Oregon, even Northern Cal for that matter, right? Because those guys are a wet zone. One of the things that drew me there originally before I sort of came out of my fog of statism was that it's my belief that the environment directly affects your quality of life.
Sure.
And one of the things I liked about the environment there was everything was lush, green, and prosperous as far as the plant life and the animals and all that kind of stuff is concerned.
The plants don't die for the wintertime up there?
No.
Doesn't happen?
No. I mean, there is a freeze, and like you'll lose, like, you know, bumblebees and stuff like that. You know, they'll go away. But for the most part, you have a fall. The trees do, you know, lose their leaves
they
and that
do.
Kind of thing. But the freeze only lasts for maybe a week, two at tops.
Huh. All right.
There might be more than one during a winter, but it will, again, only a week or two tops before it all melts and it's just wet again. You know, it rarely gets below 40 degrees. It rarely gets above, say, 85. You know, if you get above 85, you're getting pretty warm. If you get below 40, then the town shuts down because they have, I don't know, like five plows for the entire city of Seattle.
Yeah.
And I think Keene has, you know, a couple dozen or something. I don't know how many they have.
For a town that's a fraction of the size, yeah.
Yeah, when it snows, and it's all hills, too, so it's hard to de-ice. They don't use salt.
Oh.
They use this chemical de-icer, and it doesn't work as well as salt, of course. But they also don't have rusty cars out there.
Yeah,
so
that sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, so my point of all that rambling was that I think it would be relatively easy for the folks in the Chaz to collect rainwater. Whether or not a license is required, giving the man a further excuse.
Well, there's nobody enforcing licenses within the Chaz, which is one of the things we talked about the other night, was that people are now openly carrying alcohol out of the bar, yeah. And no one does anything about it.
How about people are just going to bars, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I saw some of the protesters or some of the gatherings from some of the photos that I've seen. Some people are wearing masks, others aren't.
Mm-hmm.
At least as far as the protest is concerned, seems like folks are awfully close together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're certainly not 6 or 10 feet between each of them. So, and what we haven't heard is really anything horrific.
No, well, thankfully, the police haven't come back in, and that is, according to the Seattle Times story about the Chaz, that is obviously a major concern, right? So one concern, as we just addressed, was what about water? What if the city cuts off the water supply? Because you rely on the government for water, and then they cut it off. Well, now you're going to be begging them, right? Or you're leaving. And according to the story here, they are also worried about handling potential tensions with police and other outsiders, especially after dark. One man who describes the constant concern members of the community have about being overrun by the police says, quote, "We basically don't sleep until the sun comes up." Others talk about the delicate and evolving challenge of making people feel safe under often stressful circumstances within a highly diverse and eclectic community. At any given time or any given moment, the six-block zone...
Okay, if you're effectively at war with the police of any major metropolitan area and you feel safe, you're not thinking very well.
They're not safe.
Yeah. They're not supposed to feel safe.
True. At any given moment, the six-block zone is home not only to activists of various political leanings and objectives, but people experiencing homelessness or other personal challenges who have flocked to the park because it feels relatively safe.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, some occupiers say they often find themselves in the role of social service provider and dispute resolver. That describes Andy, a former cook who now works to, quote, de-escalate a situation without using physical harm or being super confrontational.
That sounds great.
Indeed. When he finds someone is in crisis or becoming confrontational, he says his preferred technique is to just walk them around to make sure they have someone to talk to for a second because people just need to vent sometimes, unquote. Running this new community also requires a constant negotiating with the outside world. This has meant keeping up a dialogue with police as well as other city officials. Henderson, the water czar, says he's met several times with officials with city parks and other departments to see what the city will and won't allow in terms of projects such as raised bed gardens. He says, quote, "I think they've given us at least a yellow light to proceed with caution to kind of keep doing this." Now, why you would want to go and negotiate with anyone in the city over what's going on in the autonomous zone is confusing to me, but apparently he believes that that's what his role in this community is.
I reached out when I was doing the 420 rally. I reached out to the police chief and basically said, you know, there are ways to communicate with me other than,
arresting you?
Sending people with big sticks to beat my people,
right.
or whatever, my people. But you know, it was, if they felt they absolutely had to say something to me, I wanted them to have a way to say it without hurting anybody.
That's
one reason for keeping a line of communication open.
Communication is good for when folks will actually listen. We all know that when the state decides not to listen, that nothing you say is going to affect what their decisions are.
It's true.
Furthermore, from the Washington Department of Ecology, ecology.wa.gov from the actual official website. When does rainwater collection require a permit? Under our current policy, you don't need a water right permit to collect rainwater with a few conditions.
Oh, boy.
Rainwater must be used on the property where it is collected.
So you can't move it or sell it.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you can't even consume it. Mm. I don't know what used means, but if I collect some rainwater and I'm on a certain piece of property, when do I transfer, if it's public property, when do I transfer from a piece to another piece? I don't know.
I don't know what the
definition is, but sounds like that's, you know, a very vague condition. Rainwater can only be collected from existing structures that have another purpose other than to collect rainwater. So it sounds like constructing a new structure to collect rainwater is illegal.
Well, they're going to be doing that, apparently, in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and I support them.
More power to them.
In whatever the peaceful, illegal things they are doing to make their place a better place.
Again, if
you're... More water to them, too.
Yeah, yeah. If, as long as you're not harming anybody or their property, do whatever you want. That's my philosophy.
855. And it harm none, do as thou wilt, should be the whole of the law.
855, 450 free. Well said, nobody. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Mojo would swallow things whole, a chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues, just constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DINOVITE.com.
On the Dynavite, all of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. the man said yes. He's going to say, come on. Oh, no, he said, ha ha. I guess he's laughing at me for being wrong. 855-450-FREE is the phone number for you to call if you would like to get on the air and, well, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We're into the final hour of tonight's edition. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we were talking about collecting rainwater, specifically in the CHAZ zone, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington. And I was reading a bit from the Washington Department of Ecology's own website over at ecology.law.gov. When does rainwater collection require a permit? It must be used on the property where it's collected. We talked about that. Rainwater can only be collected from existing structures that have another purpose other than collecting rainwater. And we talked about
whatever
that. Whatever that means, yeah.
It means that you need a license, according to them, if you specifically build something to collect rainwater,
right,
as opposed to, I have this building, and, oh, I'm going to add a gutter to it to collect rainwater.
Right.
But wouldn't that be creating something? Wouldn't adding a gutter violate the rule?
It sounds like you're constructing something, so,
It's very confusing.
It's all very vague. Yeah. There's more conditions. This third out of four says, if we find that rainwater collection is negatively affecting existing water rights in an area, local restrictions may be developed to govern new systems. However, we do not expect the collection of harvested rainwater to cause problems. Then why did you write this whole
section? They're reserving the right to control you. Well, we've determined that you've affected the water table here in the area by collecting so much rainwater, and therefore we are going to prohibit you from doing so.
I want to encourage people to read things like rules and regulations that your government
puts. No, don't do that crap.
Only to educate yourself, right? But then every time I read it, I go, this is ridiculous!
Yeah, it is.
Why would you even say that if you think it's not going to be a problem? Why put the sentence in there?
Well, because they are the controlling type and you're not.
That's what they think about.
That is their position in life. They think of all kinds of rules for people to follow. And in this case, they haven't gone so far as to create a whole set of them, but they can imagine a time at which that they could create that set, and that's if they arbitrarily determine that they should.
Well, and this specifically is related to when does rainwater collection require a permit. So if they do determine that somehow you collecting rainwater is negatively affecting somebody else's existing water rights, then you have to get a license. They're not just going to straight out stop you. They're going to make you pay for the right, if you will. And that's all licensing is to our listeners out there. It's when the government takes away your right to do something and sells it back to you for a price.
As a privilege, not a right.
Correct. And the fourth item here is, if you are planning to use rainwater as your primary drinking water source for new building construction, you'll need to check with your county to see if it's allowed.
I'll pass on checking with
those
people.
I will also.
And it sounds like the CHAZ is also not going to ask for permission. They are already talking about setting up rainwater collection. They also, according to the Seattle Times, Friday night, Seattle police reported that someone attempted to set fire at the abandoned East Precinct building, which, by the way, is that building where the police left on Monday. So it was a week ago.
Yes.
That they abandoned this building and boarded it up, apparently. Although some claim the activists boarded it up.
That is true.
The police claim that they boarded it up. But they painted over the word police with people, so it says Seattle People Department now.
I posted a photo of that in our team Telegram chat today. A person I know went to the CHOP.
Oh, good.
And took photos, and so I posted, I don't know, 10 or 12 of them, photos in our Keene chat earlier today. So if you're in that Telegram chat, go check those out.
Well,
they're
police
first-hand photos.
They reported someone had attempted to set fire to that building, but video of the incident showed nearby people on the streets rushing to extinguish it because the protesters at the CHAZ, or the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, they don't want the police department burned down. They want to use that building.
Correct.
They want to commandeer here to take over that.
They want that
area
to be the community center.
Right. And on Saturday evening, some occupiers worked to defuse a shouting match between other occupiers and a small group of apparent counter-protesters who showed up at the park.
That's what you were talking about. You mentioned some guy acting as an arbiter, right? Mm-hmm. And folks engaging in arbitration. And this is the answer to the question that people go, well, without police, what will happen? How will disputes get resolved? Blah, blah, blah. Arbitration.
People will get involved.
People will get involved.
Maybe it'll be messy at some points, but it's messy when the police get involved, too.
Perhaps,
sometimes, definitely.
Perhaps like the ancient Irish, people will agree on, hey, this person is respected as a fair person.
In the community.
We can go to him, and then, you know, perhaps the community just supports him for doing that.
Yeah.
Or part-time or whatever, or the market could provide services for people who are talented at de-escalating situations and otherwise fairly resolving disputes.
Right.
And based on reputation, you could hire the best company to represent you.
Yeah. If you've got somebody, if you're, you know, own a bar and somebody starts a fight in that bar, you don't already have security. If somebody breaks up the fight, you might want to slip them a few bucks for the, you know, appreciate the good work.
Yeah.
Stop some stuff from getting broken.
That's good marketing for their company, too.
So apparently the counter-protesters had showed up at the park with a pair of American flags, one of which was grabbed away from him, so they had their flag stolen. The flag incident highlighted just how complicated and paradoxical the situation is in the area. While some occupiers see their mission as setting an example of an alternative to mainstream city life, others seem to very much regard the zone as an independent state. So, once again, you've got this sort of group of people who are looking at this as an actual autonomous zone. Like, this is our place. It's no longer Seattle.
Right.
And then there's other people who, you know, want this to be Seattle, but, you know, and like, so not everybody's on the same page with which direction this should go. And that makes things interesting.
I think there was a sign that said, you are now leaving Washington State or something.
When you're coming in, you mean?
As you enter the autonomous zone, something along the, or leaving Seattle, or I don't know, you know, sort of indicating that you were no longer a part of, you know, the state, whatever form that was.
There's just a couple more sentences here. As the flag-bearing counter-protesters left, one occupier reportedly shouted, "That's the border! Let them go!" The incident also captured the deeply tenuous nature of the occupation. Many members here seem deeply aware that their enterprise could be swept away as easily as if it were a homeless encampment. Some think, in fact, that the only way to avoid such a fate, like the police coming back in and taking over, or at least forestall it, is to make sure the zone continues to be an attraction for ordinary Seattleites, even those who are there just to take a picture. So the idea being, don't just have the occupiers there, have reasons for the rest of Seattle to come in. The bars and the places are still open, but have, you know, attractions, the artwork, like, on the streets that they have there.
And Capitol Hill is a very, we'll call it, eclectic neighborhood, right? There's lots of, there used to be lots of art, lots of fun things.
There's even more art now.
You know, all of that kind of thing. And I like sort of the hippie aspect of the reduce, reuse, recycle when it comes to the police station, to repurpose it as a community center. That is, I find that
that's
awesome.
That's great. Yeah. I hope it works out.
855-450 free. We'll get to more of your calls and your thoughts. If you want to talk about the Chaz, give us a shout.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
The Monetary Evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including the United States' recent departure from the World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization has been very disappointing. To the world, they've been disappointing. And they've been a puppet of China.
And so, no, I'm not reconsidering unless they get their act together.
With the new outbreak of the coronavirus in Beijing, World Health Organization officials have been discussing the claim that it might have been caused by imports or packaging of salmon. Here's Dr. Michael Ryan of the WHO Health Emergencies Program.
There have been much research done on the potential for coronaviruses and other viruses to survive on many surfaces, including packaging. In this particular case, I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump hosted a roundtable discussion in Washington called Fighting for America's Seniors. It covered a wide range of topics, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton releasing his tell-all book.
I think it's totally inappropriate that he does a book. I think I gave him a break. He couldn't get Senate confirmed. He was never Senate confirmed the first time. I don't think he's supposed to even be calling himself an ambassador because he couldn't get Senate confirmed. He got in through a little trick.
During that same roundtable discussion, President Trump turned to AG Bill Barr for further clarification on the legality of the release.
People who come to work in the government and have access to sensitive information generally sign an agreement that says that they have to go through a clearance process before they can publish the book. And we don't believe that Bolton went through that process, hasn't completed the process, and therefore is in violation of that agreement.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Drop Stuff in the Studio Live. Oh, sorry, it's Free Talk Live. My bad. The live talk radio show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want, what's on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts coming up. But tonight, with you in the studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And I wanted to tell you, it's coming up pretty quick, where you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020.
We're going.
I'm going. At Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, or
some would say,
it starts Monday. Really,
Monday the 22nd. Yeah,
All
right.
But some who are going for the extended ForkFest experience will be starting on Monday.
Right.
That takes place at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then the Porcupine Freedom Festival ends on the 28th.
What do you call a long fork? A pitchfork? Pitchfork Fest?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something. It's not really flowing. At any rate, it is decentralized.
Marshmallow fork?
Ooh. That'd be like large skewer. Skewer Fest.
Wait. Trident Fest?
Everybody's going to chew gum. Have great breath.
I was thinking the snappy trident.
I know. I went straight to the gum commercial.
Mm.
I was indoctrinated by television commercials, so... At any rate, ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire?
You really don't have any other options at this
point.
No,
you don't. And in fact, there will be live music. I don't know if the other host, Aria, has talked about it on air.
Yeah.
We are. And in fact, it might be the only live music you get to see since all of the concerts and any really public performances have been.
It'll be the only non-lame live music, because there are some supposed concerts, but they're happening with, quote, social distancing, where
like drive-in theater. Like, yeah, that's going to be lame. This will be like us on a flatbed cranking out rock and roll.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. If you want to see some live music at possibly the only summer festival where you can, please come to ForkFest, where you can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create, like we're doing, whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. That's me telling you there's an event. We're going to do live music on the 4th of July.
I just got into a chat room with the AnyPay guys. They've got a chat room for their dome that they're going to be constructing.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently this year they've got three campsites that they've reserved for AnyPay's use. So they're expanding. Last year they only had one big site. Now they're going to have three sites.
I wanted to check out their Space Disco, but that's on the first weekend, and I'm not going that weekend. Unfortunately, I have to miss that. So please take photos, send pictures, whatever. Send me a postcard.
We'll do that.
You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. Let's just go ahead and go to your calls and thoughts, as we like to do here on Free Talk Live. We have Josh calling from Central Illinois, listening on 87.9. Josh, you are live on the air. This is Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, Ian and Captain, I think you guys are wrong about this whole Chad thing.
Oh, how so?
And it's all voluntary. And really what it is it's democratic socialism. Okay, it's mob rule. And you guys claim, oh, no police, it's amazing. Okay, I agree we should privatize the police. Mm-hmm. But this is not the answer, okay? Because there's reports of sexual harassment, stealing, thievery, all of this coming from this. There's assault.
Who's making the reports? Is it the police? Because so far I've heard the police talking about how dangerous it is in the Chaz. And everybody who's actually gone to the Chaz is saying it's not dangerous, it's just people hanging out.
It's not police. It's actual videos on Twitter. Have you not seen the Fox News article? And I agree Fox News is crap, but this is another one of my sources. You can look at videos on Twitter. You can see all of this on Twitter. Okay?
What are we going to see?
Hang on. Josh, I lived in Seattle for 22 years. I have many very good friends. I have some friends that actually live in the Chaz zone. I have seen firsthand photographs. I've seen firsthand reports from the people there doing the thing, which to me is personally, it's anecdotal, but it's not Fox News and it's not any mainstream news media.
And this isn't mainstream news media. I mean, it's literally videos on Twitter, on Reddit, on pretty much every social media platform exposing this lie and this cover up. Okay, and I agree, you know, privatizing the police and getting rid of the police for the private sector to take over, that's great, and that's an amazing idea. But this socialism, this democratic socialism in the Chaz is horrible, and it's going to turn out real bad. It's already started, but what you're going to see come is stuff get horrible, okay? And I think you guys are doing the people.
Well, it's already been bad, because when the government was there, it was horrible already. So at least they're trying something different. Now, I agree with you. Democratic socialism isn't ultimately going to function properly. It is going to fail. But, you know, I still support the fact that they threw out the old guard and they're trying something different. So to that extent, I'm with them.
But it's clearly not working.
It's been a week.
People are getting mugged and raped.
Oh my God! They were getting mugged and raped before.
People
were getting sexually harassed before.
That's the thing in Seattle. Both of those I've read.
Yeah. So the existing authorities weren't preventing any of that from happening, Josh. So for you to say that these things are happening, okay, so at worst, it's no different than it was as far as those instances. But at best, people are at least getting to experience a week's worth of what it might be like without the delusion of authority being in place in a six-block area.
But it's not, because there's no private security.
How do you know people are being raped? How do you know people are... You said people are being raped.
There's reports on Twitter.
There's reports on Twitter.
Reports of people being... of the people leaving the site. Okay? There's... with stuff.
Anyone can say anything they want on Twitter. Is there an actual victim, or is it somebody saying someone got raped on Twitter?
No, there's victims.
Okay. Well... yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, so put some links in our chat room.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, Josh. I appreciate it.
Because that's not what people are saying as far as their experience in the chat. They say it's overwhelmingly peaceful. Obviously, if you've got thousands of people together, some issues are going to occur.
Yes.
But
the other thing, what I was going to say is the two are not mutually exclusive. I mean, there have been certainly music festivals that were overwhelmingly... peaceful, but yet somebody also got raped there.
Right.
Certainly that can happen. You know, they're...
And the police don't generally stop rapes, just to be clear.
Having no authoritarian government in place is not a guarantee that bad things won't happen. But having one in place is a guarantee that that organization is going to do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, if there's people with weapons around the Chaz and they can help defend somebody, they can come to the aid of another person, then that will likely happen. And again, it's hard to be in every place at once, which is the reason why the police don't stop rapes from occurring generally. They come in after the fact. If they're called in, they issue a rape kit. They ask some questions. They file a report and probably don't do anything else after that.
Yeah, and as far as Josh, the previous caller, yes, Seattle is a very leftist area.
Sure.
There are a lot
of
communist sort of leaning folks there, ANCOMs specifically, right? More so than there are libertarians or ANCAPs or any other flavor.
And they're the ones who successfully got the police to go, not us.
Yeah, that is my point. And just use it as an opportunity to educate other people about what it might be like to have autonomous freedom, free of authority. Use it as an opportunity to teach people, and if you can't respect them experiencing that, I don't know what to tell you.
Everybody's going to anarchy a different way.
855 450 free like freedom. You're absolutely right, nobody. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live call-in show where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And with you in the studio tonight,
my name is Ian.
And nobody.
And I am the captain. We've been talking about all sorts of fun things tonight, including rainwater, the Chaz, Bitcoin. What else have we talked about?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That last guy was really riled up about the Chaz and trying to make it sound like a really dangerous, scary place because he doesn't like socialists. And look, I am also against socialism, but if that's what they want to do, if it's voluntary, I don't care. And I don't know if they're all, you know, I doubt all of them believe in making socialism voluntary. I'm sure some of them are authoritarians. But for right now, it's an experiment and it's something different.
Yeah,
and
let's watch and pay attention to it, you know, and you know, hope for good things instead of condemning. I mean, of course, it is. The state's eventually going to get involved, and you know, something's going to happen, and it'll all come to an end, or people will learn from it, and it will expand and grow into something awesome.
Or like that police chief said, it will spread, and there will be these autonomous zones springing up in other parts of
that'd be great.
The country.
How about the world? How
and
about
lose because, control?
Because this whole COVID thing is global. And you know the rest of the world is paying attention to this thing going on in Seattle as
maybe.
Well, you know, as well as the riots elsewhere. I mean, Black Lives Matter thing, all these protests are global. They're not just contained to the United States. So potentially because of the internet and all that, there is a worldwide audience now paying attention to this. And if something free, and I don't mean no cost, I mean liberty, freedom, can come out of this, far out, solid, and right on. One thing that I didn't get to say to the caller was that, you know, in anarchist theory, anyway, the absence of the state, you know, true anarchy, where there is no centralized authority, actually supports any kind of organization type within it. Including communism, specifically. Like, if you wish to be in a commune voluntarily, well, go join a commune. Nobody's stopping you, right? Mm-hmm. If that's what you, if you don't want to be in one, well, then don't be in one. What you're not able to do is force people to be in one, right? And so anarchism is the only ism that supports all the other isms within it, as long as they're voluntary.
Yeah.
At any rate, I wanted to take a minute here tonight before we get to your calls and your thoughts to thank Riley Blake, who not only produces the Daily Digest version, that's the condensed version of our nightly show 7 nights a week, into roughly, an hour's program, 45 minutes, whatever it is. He condenses the show, gives you the highlights, kind of like your favorite sports program. But he is also an amplifier. He contributes to our advertise, market, and promote program at the gold level. We only ask for $5. Riley actually gives us $10 a month, and I wanted to thank him on the air for not only doing the digest, but also being an amplifier. He believes in what we do. He likes the message that we put out. He is a fan of the show, and he helps us in his own way. And if you would like to help us too, head on over to freetalklive.com/amp or amp.freetalklive.com. Either URL will get you there. And become an amplifier. It's only $5 a month, and in my opinion, it's the best use of your Liberty Dollar. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Vernon calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to congratulate the Supreme Court for recognizing that LGBTQ people should not be discriminated against in the workplace today. I was really surprised to hear that a couple of the conservative justices, I believe one that was even appointed possibly by Trump, I could be wrong about that, were on the side of making that possible. So I don't know if y'all talked about that yet. I don't think you have, but I just thought I was very impressed by that. Surprised.
Yeah, is this federal court or like?
Yeah, the federal Supreme Court today recognized that people of that trans or gay people cannot be discriminated against in the workplace.
Wow, I'm not familiar with the case.
Yeah, what is the case?
I don't know much about it either. I just read the headline and a little bit in the thing, but I was just really impressed. I think a couple of the conservative justices, possibly one appointed by Trump, were on not the dissent side, the other side that's for it. So I just wanted to make that announcement and congratulate them. And even though it's part of the state or whatever, I still find that to be a really awesome thing they did.
The Washington Post showing.
I've got something from NPR here as well. The Supreme Court delivers major victory to LGBTQ employees. Updated at 5:52 p.m. In an historic decision, they wrote it wrong. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that the 1964 Civil Rights Act protects gay, lesbian, and transgender employees from discrimination based on sex. The ruling was 6-3, with Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's first appointee to the court, writing the majority opinion. The opinion was joined by Chief Justice John Roberts.
See, I've never gotten the impression that Trump was that anti-gay. I remember seeing videos of Trump in drag, chilling out with Rudy Giuliani in drag.
Oh, yeah.
How can you be that anti-gay if you've been in the show business, right? Like, Trump is a showman. He's been on television a myriad of times, and so anytime you go on television, there's always some guy or gal or whatever doing your hair and makeup, and that's the thing that happens in TV.
Yeah.
And you know, if you got a guy, he's probably gay, right? Like, if somebody back there is getting Trump ready to go on camera, it's probably some gay guy. He's probably had close relationships with a number of gay people over the years.
Well, I thought he was anti-gay whenever he reversed that with the armed forces. As to you couldn't enlist, you know, that don't ask, don't tell thing came back into effect a few years ago. Anyway, thank you all. I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
the transgender.
All right, thanks for the call, Brandon. Have a good night.
And I can see that, although, I don't know. Maybe when you're going through a major change in your life, wouldn't be the best time to be serving in the military. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Two involved employees who sued after contending they had been fired because they were gay. One of them, Gerald Bostock, won awards for his work as a child welfare coordinator for Clayton County, Georgia, but said he was fired after he joined a gay recreational softball league.
Fired from the government?
Yeah.
Clayton County?
Yeah.
Okay.
As he told...
In Georgia. You know.
Yeah. Okay. As he told NPR in October, within months I was fired for being gay. I lost my livelihood, I lost my medical insurance, and I was recovering from prostate cancer at the time. So you're a statist, statist getting discriminated by the state, gets fired from his statist job. Should tell you something there. What was his name? Gerald? Yeah. Gerald stopped working for the state. The second case involved Donald Zarda, a now-deceased skydiving instructor, who is gay. The third case was brought by Amy Stevens, who had worked for 6 years as a male funeral director in Livonia, Michigan. Am I saying
Livonia?
That? Livonia, Michigan. But was fired 2 weeks after she told her boss that she was transgender and would be coming to work as a woman. She died earlier this year, but her case lived on. So that's from NPR.
Well, of course, you know, the libertarian viewpoint is that you should be able to discriminate against people in your business, although the marketplace should be able to respond to you by punishing you through market-based actions. So boycotts, for instance, letting people know that this business owner is a discriminatory person, they are rude, this is how they treat their employees. But those people should be free to treat people the way that they want. That way we can know what their true colors are.
Yeah, it's like freedom of speech, right? If you allow people to say whatever they want, then you can also keep track of, well, who the a-holes are.
I think that's much more valuable to me.
Yeah, I would much rather have an expansive conversation that reveals things and, you know, allows me to pick and choose as I decide how I want to live my life and who I want to associate with, than have all of that go underground because there's some sort of authoritarian oversight over the whole thing. So,
and, you know, if I was transgender, I certainly would not want to go to work for somebody who hated transgender people but hired me only because the law said he had to. Because that's, I mean, how, what's my career going to be like under those circumstances?
Uncomfortable. They're going to do everything they can to skirt around the law to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or I'm just not going to advance and not know why.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know? Because, you can't make people advance.
You can't make
you
people
can't
promote
make people
somebody.
Advance yeah. someone they don't want to.
Well, I mean, you can, but if you do, you're certainly incorrect or in the wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Anytime you force people to do anything against their will, you're the a-hole.
It's true.
Well, we're about out of time for this evening's edition of Free Talk Live. We are here 7 nights a week between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. If you don't get our live show, you can find our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. This has been Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.